Good morning. Welcome to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Good morning. 10 a.m. Thursday, coming to you from our studios in Dallas, Texas, just like we do every Thursday. I apologize for the scratchy voice. Got a little something going on in the chest, but got some meds to help me with that. Doesn't stop the radio show. Why would it? I mean, let's get serious about it. Why would it? Doesn't stop anything. We jump on it, man. No excuse policy going on over here at our company. And that's why Patrick and I are both in the studio hacking and coughing, The two of us together in our own little studio. We're both hacking. Patrick is our video production manager. He joins me every Thursday. Patrick, jump on. How are you, buddy?
Hey, doing good, Matt.
Trying to. Yeah, I know. We're both fighting through it. But we got an important message today because we're talking about personal branding and how personal branding makes you more money. You need to understand this, folks. It's an important aspect of growing your war chest of cash. You must understand that money follows attention, and you need to get attention for yourself. Whether you are in business for yourself or you work for somebody else, you need to get attention for yourself, and it's called personal branding. So if you have any questions on this topic, I want you to call us at 866-606-8255. Or you can hashtag I need more money on Twitter and we will get to your questions. Hashtag I need more money. We jump on it. The fact of the matter is, gang, we need to understand that the world is not the same. It's different and it's changed so fast. The greatest gift delivered to business owners in the last 5 years is this thing called social media. I personally think it's the greatest gift ever given to business owners. But in the last 5 years is where it's really become important. Why? Because it's free. It doesn't cost you or me anything. I don't have to staff it. I don't have to put postage on it. I don't have to put it through graphic design. All I have to do is bang it, pound it, pounce on it, jump on it, crush it every single day, and it doesn't cost me anything other than time. Now, most people hate that idea. They say to themselves, well, wait a minute, my Facebook account is for my family and friends. I like to put what I had for dinner up on Facebook and a picture of my cat when I put the bow in the cat's hair, and my dog just came from the vet and got groomed, and Buffy looks so cute. Well, listen, that's fine, but that's not how we use social media in our company. I don't think that's how you should use social media. Why? Because there are no rules with it. Social media is wide open. Nobody knows how to play it. There's no rule book. Everybody's guessing at it. But one thing I know for sure is you, individually listening to me right now, you need to enhance your personal brand. And that's the topic of today's show. We are going to focus on how do we maximize your personal brand so that you individually, again, whether you are the company, whether you work for the company, you own a company that has multiple employees, you must have an individual personal brand that is being developed because sooner or later you can get paid for that brand. And I'm going to give you real specific examples, but I'm going to start this morning with a call from Jamie. Jamie, welcome to the show. I'm Matt Monero. Happy to have you with us.
Hi, Matt. I'm happy to be here. How are you?
Doing great, except for the throat scratchiness. I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in. I really like what you're talking about with personal branding. I'm an actress myself, so, you know, personal branding, social media, that is so important not only to my career but just putting myself out there. I've been thinking a lot lately, though. It feels like, I mean, I don't know how much you know about, like, the whole acting and entertainment industry and all that stuff, but it seems like social media is kind of swallowing up the whole game, and that's really what the work is becoming all about. Like, people get cast now based just off of how many Instagram followers they have. I think it's crazy. But I've never been a huge social media buff myself. Like, I kind of like having my own life and not being on my phone all the time, and I'm trying to figure out how to utilize my social media better and, like, do more without it taking away from my life, I guess.
Yeah, it's a huge challenge. I mean, we all deal with it, especially if you choose to play on multiple platforms, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Vine, YouTube. I mean, it's really obsessive, and it can be really crazy. My suggestion to you is you need to pick one or two, though, and you really need to get a real status or position starting to be built on that. So let's talk about you as an actress. How is it going? Do you feel like you are getting gigs? Do you feel successful as an actor?
I wouldn't consider myself successful yet. I'm still in acting school. I have a few months left, and I do work full-time. I've been getting some more gigs lately, which is good, so I'm always, like, getting more work, you know, as I go on. I think it's all about improving and growing on what you've already built for yourself. In terms of the social media and, like you said, picking one or two things, I agree with you completely. Personally, I agree with you, but I'm always being told by, you know, like mentors or my agent, like, no, you need to be on everything. You need to be on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You need to be on Vine. And now there's this new thing called Periscope coming out. I just can't keep up with it.
It is. It's a lot. And there's Blab and there's Meerkat. And I agree with you completely. I mean, it's a big deal. But
it's
let me ask you a question.
Job in itself.
It is. It is. And in our company, it's multiple people's job. So let me just ask you real quick. You have headshots created, right?
I do.
And who would you say you look like in the Hollywood or acting world? Who do you look most like?
The one I get most often is Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. Okay, great. So one of the things that I might be doing in your situation is I would be posting my picture. My headshot on all my platforms all the time. So you could take a selfie at Central Park. You live in New York?
I do. I live in Brooklyn.
So you could take a picture of yourself in front of the Brooklyn Bridge, and you could ask a question of, you could say something like, I'm a huge Anne Hathaway fan. How about you? Boom. Now we start to get some followers. You could take a picture of yourself in front of Central Park. You could take selfies wherever you want to start to play up the fact that you have been connected to Anne Hathaway. Because here's the thing with social media. It's almost impossible for you or me to build something ourselves. We need to hook our wagon to somebody else. So, like, for example, last night I did a blab with a guy named Grant Cardone and a guy named Brad Lee. Well, both of those guys have pretty substantial social media followings. So the first thing I did after the blab was I started banging, hey, great times with Grant Cardone and Brad Lee. And so they started retweeting me, and I started to get more of their followers, and I was able to leverage my connection to those guys to hitch my wagon to those guys. You need to hitch your wagon to someone who is more famous than you so you can begin to get some leverage. The biggest problem we have is nobody knows who we are. And Jamie, nobody knows who you
right.
are in the acting world, and nobody knows who I am in the book writing world or in the radio world, and they're starting even after 20 years to get to know who we are in the equipment finance world. So that's my point to you is don't be afraid of it. Don't be overwhelmed with it, but you got to pick a couple things that you can do well, and one of them would be selfies. Connect yourself to Anne Hathaway. And then one, I'm going to go through some tips later on in the show of things that you must do on social media. But one of the other things is always hashtag or at symbol somebody. Don't just throw out a message to your 18 followers on Twitter, because guess what? It only goes to 18 followers. But if you put hashtag Anne Hathaway, or you put at Anne Hathaway, or whatever Anne Hathaway's Twitter handle is, now you start to leverage yourself into their world, and that's how you begin to build a little bit more exposure for yourself. But don't be afraid of it. It's not going anywhere. And Jamie, you got to jump on board for it, okay? I appreciate your call so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Bye. Hey, guys, that's exactly what probably the number one excuse for people not doing social media is. In a personal branding, probably the biggest reason is I just don't know where to start. I'm overwhelmed with it. You got to pick one or two platforms. You absolutely have to pick a Facebook platform, a Twitter platform, an Instagram platform, a YouTube platform. You must be doing one or two or three of them. Don't get overwhelmed by all 15 or 20 of them, but you got to pick one or two of them. You know, personal branding is just so important, and we are still afraid of it. Why are we afraid of it? Because that's what we were taught. Our parents, our teachers, our coaches told us if you are on the field or in the classroom and you are disruptive, we are going to punish you. So we need you to be quiet. Don't raise your hand. Don't draw attention to yourself. Sit in the back of the class. The teacher would tell us, I have 25 students in my class and I can't control all 25, so I need all 25 to be quiet. Well, that doesn't work in business anymore, folks. Being quiet doesn't make customers want to do business with you. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. Never more true than in the business environment that we are in today. So where we have to move is into the squeaky wheel business. When I come back in segment two, I'm going to bring on the CEO and president of Unify Equipment Finance, my buddy RJ Grimshaw. RJ is going to pop in. He has done a tremendous job building his own personal brand and supporting his employees in building their personal brand. So stick around. Happy to be back on the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Sorry for the scratchy throat, but we're pushing through it. We're talking about how do we make more money, and the topic for today is you need personal branding. What does that mean? It means people need to know who the heck you are, and they need to know who you are either working for the company that you're with or it's the company that you own. Most of the time, you need to be doing more in the direction of personal branding. I'm going to bring my friend RJ Grimshaw on the line right now. RJ, are you with me?
Hey, Matt. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great. RJ, thank you for being with us today. I think we have a really important message for the audience that I'm not so sure that I know too many people in, certainly in our industry of the finance industry, that has done a better job of personal branding than you. So let me just introduce you. Guys, we've got RJ Grimshaw. He's CEO and president of Unify Equipment Finance. Unify is a division of Bank of Ann Arbor out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And RJ is an expert at building a personal brand for himself and then, of course, for the business that he runs. The other thing I like a lot about RJ is how much he supports his staff doing the same thing. So, RJ, let's talk about it. When did you open up your eyes to the importance of personal branding?
I probably realized in 2008, 2007, 2008, right before the financial crisis, the importance of it. And if you look at, for example, my Twitter feed, I joined in 2008, and I was always a large proponent for it on LinkedIn. I'm a huge advocate for LinkedIn, and it's still, I'm surprised on how many people, when you go to their LinkedIn profile, specifically, they do not list their career achievements and or any history. That's a digital resume for people. So I've been a advocate for social branding, but it all started with LinkedIn, Matt, back in probably, you know, 06, 07.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're trying to figure out why, and you and I have talked about this many times, we actually think that our industry, the finance industry, the equipment finance industry specifically, is behind the times on this, but it really does branch out even more so. I mean, and we both look at a lot of resumes. The first thing I'm doing today is going to the applicant's LinkedIn account. I want to see who they are. I want to see your picture. I want to know what you're all about, and I am always disappointed. I'm disappointed they don't have enough connections. I'm disappointed that they're like you just said, they don't have their accomplishments listed. I'm disappointed that they have a silly picture of them catching fish. I don't want to see that on your LinkedIn account. I want to see you in a suit, man. I want to see, show me how shiny you can look. So outside of LinkedIn, though, RJ, being a business-type social media platform, how do you feel about using other platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, in developing a personal brand for yourself as the president and CEO?
I think each platform is critical, and every day there seems to be more and more platforms, and it's very difficult to stay up to date. The main point is to be consistent with a platform or multiple platforms, and it's very difficult to do that because it's hard work. And again, it's putting out relevant content, but it's interesting. So a couple guys in my office that are very active, and like you said, we applaud people building their own brand, because in this day and age, transparency between the business as well as the salesperson and or the person that you're dealing with is critical, because everyone does Google a person's name and get to know them before they even meet in person. I'll give you an example of this, Matt. We actually met a gentleman, call it 3 weeks ago, and when we met with a gentleman who was a prospect, before we even sat down, the gentleman referenced both people that I was with, that they already felt like they knew them because of their social media and following them. We don't realize that there's so many people that we call stalkers. People might say that they're not engaged with social media, but guess what? They're watching you. They're watching everything that you do. They're watching what you're tweeting about, the content that you're putting out, what you're referencing, and more, the most important thing, what you're sharing. What information are you trying to help other people with? You're great, you know, you do that on a daily basis. You're trying to help business owners by providing them content. And, you know, you and I are both huge fans of Grant Cardone, and we see Grant do that. We see Gary Vaynerchuk, and it's all about giving, but I'm also building who I am, and then I'm searching for like-minded people.
We utilize
Facebook, Twitter, you know, all the main social media platforms.
Yeah, and I mean, so I know the two guys that you're referencing there, and they're both younger guys. So there is an argument that the younger generation is perhaps a little bit more savvy on it. I mean, I'm in my mid-40s, you're in your mid-40s. There's no reason for you and I to be banging social media like we are. But guess what? We are. So the point is, the younger guys seem to do it a little bit easier than the older guys, but they need their managers, whether it's you or me, to support them in it. So how has that gone for you? When did you say, I'm going to open up and green light my guys in my office banging social media?
Well, what attracted me here to the Bank of Ann Arbor was a lot had to do with Tim Marshall, who's the CEO president for the Bank of Ann Arbor, and he has won numerous awards in the banking industry for social media, as well as the bank has in their marketing department. So first, that was the first attraction for me taking this opportunity, because the culture was already in place from the parent company. So all I wanted to do was take that culture and then put it into Unify Equipment Finance. And the majority of our people utilize social media. It's not pushed down, but I firmly believe, and even our older guys, we have Doug Jones. I'll reference Doug Jones. He's an older gentleman in the twilight of his career, still hustles. He's adapted his practices. You see him posting on LinkedIn. You see him posting on Facebook on how he helps his HVAC partners sell more equipment. So it shouldn't be the age. It's just a part of doing business today. But, you know, and we were traveling on the West Coast last week, Matt, and several of our partners asked us if we were nervous in regards to the information or data that they might be putting out. And my comment always to that is, if they want to wreck their own personal brand, they're going to do that before they ever wreck our brand of Unify Equipment Finance, if they post something that is, a detriment to our organization, because they're going to hurt their own personal brand first.
Yeah. And as business owners too, buddy, we can't stop it. All we can do is try to nudge and prod and keep the activity on the proper playing field, because it's part of the new millennial culture. They want this opportunity to express themselves through social media, through the company they work for. Companies that are trying to stop that or squash it, it's a dead end road for them. My opinion. How about you? How do you feel about that?
Completely agree with that statement, because I've said this before. If people are stand behind your brand and stand behind what you do, they're proud of that, and they want to evangelize who they are and how they help partners, and more importantly, evangelize the brand. So if you squash that culture and push it down, there's no pride. And if people are prideful and proud of who they work for, if they are, they want to broadcast that to the world. They want to broadcast that to the marketplace.
Love it.
Like I said, we foster that. We're big fans of it because, again, we're proud of who we are. We're proud of our culture, and we're proud of the people we work with. That as well.
RJ, always a pleasure, man. We're up on the hard break. Guys, follow my friend RJ, RJG Coach on Twitter. Thanks, buddy. Talk to you again soon. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I'm sorry. It took me a minute to jump on there. I was just sending out a tweet thanking my buddy RJ Grimshaw for being on the radio show in the last segment. Yeah, you heard me. Within 3 minutes of RJ finishing up on as my last caller, I've already sent a tweet on it. He will have liked it and probably retweeted it, and then probably all the guys in my office and all the guys in his office will have done the same. Yeah, the whole thing took about 4 minutes. See, that's how it works, guys. You have to leverage your personal branding. I say thank you to RJ via social media. RJ responds by saying, hey, thank you, Matt. Hey, guys, now it gets him a little attention. It gets us a little attention. It gets the radio show a little attention. And by the way, just since I sent that tweet, I have 57 new tweets. Now it just went to 70 new tweets just while we're talking here. Guys, personal branding is mission critical to what you're doing in business and in your life. You can no longer be afraid of it. And here's why it connects to I Need More Money. Because the stronger your personal brand is, the more money you will make. It won't happen overnight. Nothing worthwhile happens overnight. Can we all agree on that? Nothing worthwhile happens overnight. Everything takes time. By the way, I'm now up to 100 new tweets. 108. I mean, it's just flying here. So RJ is pushing it as well. That's how it works out, gang. One hand washes the other when it comes to personal branding. So, Patrick, what did you think about that? I mean, for example, when I look at you developing your personal brand, you could be banging Facebook right now that said, hey, in the studio, killer segment on the I Need More Money radio show with RJ Grimshaw of Unify Equipment Finance, right? That's boom. You could be building your personal brand. You could have snapped a little selfie right there, and you could have leveraged RJ's experience as well. By the way, we're up to 131 new tweets.
Yeah, man. Maybe it's just something that people just don't, I mean, they're not, they haven't had the experiences, so you're giving them all these new techniques that they can do, because I honestly wasn't thinking about that. So
right.
I'm going to open up my Facebook page and I'm going to share this.
Of course. You know, because look, let's talk about what RJ was just talking about. RJ was referencing the importance of delivering value to your audience, right? Well, your audience might consider, they may be having a really lousy day, or a boring day, or an unfulfilled day, and they see you doing something cool in the studio, working on a radio show, and they may enjoy their life a little bit more through you. That's one of the truly beautiful things about social media too, is that we can potentially live vicariously through somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
So look, guys, I need you to understand that personal branding is not something to be afraid of. I'm gonna take a caller here with Matt. Matt, jump on the line here with me and tell me what's going on in your world.
Hey, I really like what you've been talking about. I guess social media is something I've been thinking about a lot recently. I kind of changed my whole situation personally in terms of finance and work and all that. And I guess I haven't looked too much into social media. It's something I've thought about, but it's not something I know a lot about. Moving to a new country, I've realized it's been a good way to get in touch with several people, but I guess I'm kind of still new to the game.
So what's your lifelong purpose, Matt? What are you looking to do with yourself?
Well, currently I'm just looking for a job, to be honest. And I realize that it has a lot to do with connections. And I guess right now I'm kind of looking for something
Great.
To do with myself.
What's the industry, buddy? What are you looking to get into?
Well, I've been working in real estate for the past 2 years, so hopefully something like that.
What do you mean, selling real estate or just, you know, what do you mean?
So I'd been renting apartments back in Paris and France. So I was thinking about doing something similar.
So like what, getting into the leasing of apartments here in the States?
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Yeah, dude, you don't need any connections for that. I mean, you can go down right now to the fanciest, nicest apartment complex in the town that you live in and probably get hired today. I mean, I know a lot of people in that space. They're always looking to hire good, smart, talented people. So don't put any roadblocks up on that, my friend. By the way, how does that – let's just play this one out for a sec. Let's say that you went – by the way, I'm a huge believer in reaching up. So, you know, I know a lot of people that – sell cars, for example, and you know what they do? They go to the tote the note lot cars because that's how they feel about themselves. That's what the self-esteem that they have of themselves. In the leasing of apartment world, I would want you to go to the nicest apartment complex to be the leasing agent, right? You don't want to be working around deadbeats all day long. You want to be working around people that can afford a $2,000 or $3,000 a month apartment, right? So
right.
I would want you to reach up in that world too. But here's how it plays out. if you had a personal branding strategy, if you had a social media platform, if you had a following, you could leverage that at that apartment complex by saying to them, look, I know you got a lot of applicants this week, but I have 4,000 followers on Facebook. I have 8,000 followers on Twitter. I've got 6,000 followers on Instagram. And the minute that I get hired, I will start to bang my contacts with pictures of the apartment complex, with the strengths of this apartment complex, with the specials that we are running at this apartment complex. And I will, through my network, bring you renters. And therefore, I begin to offset my expense very quickly. But if you don't have that personal branding, you can't say that. And the employer is looking for that, because the odds are your employer doesn't even have that. So it's an incredible competitive advantage for you, Matt, to be able to start to build that personal brand. So let's just say that you built this personal brand. You get into the apartment leasing here in the States and you're like, I hate it. It was much cooler to do this in Paris, right? It sucks doing it here in the States. Yeah. And so now you want to go do something. Give me something other than real estate that you might like to do.
I guess I'm kind of interested in education. I like, you know, meeting with people, trying to impart some knowledge. I speak pretty good French and English, so I've been looking in that direction.
Fantastic. So let's just say that you went to, and I'm just going to throw out off the top of my head, let's say that you went to a language school, and you could get a part-time job being a teacher at a language school to just pay the bills. Guess what you'd say to them? I know you get a lot of applicants this week, but let me tell you why I'm different. Because I have 4,000 followers on Facebook, I have 8,000 followers on Twitter, and I got 6,000 followers on Instagram. And the minute I get hired here, I will bang that I am now teaching French at this school. I will tell them how great this place is, and I will tell them what the specials are to get students to enroll. And I promise you, one or two or three people within my network will come and enroll in this school, and therefore, I will have generated revenue to offset the expense of hiring me. See how it leverages every single time,
yeah.
No matter where you are?
Pretty much, right.
Personal branding is mission critical, and here's the beautiful part about it. It's free. It doesn't cost us anything anymore. You don't have to spend money on direct mailers or databases. All you have to do is spend time understanding the platforms and then building a following. It's the most incredible gift given to all of us as individuals or business owners in the history of business. So, Matt, I wish you the best of luck, man. Jump on personal branding. There is value to it, real value to it, if it's done right. I wish you the best of luck, pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You're welcome. So look at what Patrick's doing here in the studio. I'm watching him now. He's taking my advice in the break. I said, Patrick, you should be on Facebook taking a selfie right now saying, hey, in the studio with the I Need More Money show, had a great call with RJG Coach. Follow him on Twitter and banging it to your friends. And what's Patrick doing? He's taking selfies now and he's banging his Facebook account, man. That's how it works.
Yeah, I just posted to CFF Nation, just in the making type thing. So
it's perfect, man. I mean, Patrick's point is so relevant, though. His stance was, I didn't really think about it that way.
Yeah.
It just didn't really register to me that that was something. And the reason for that is because our tapes have been so recorded by our parents, by our teachers, by our coaches, by our friends, to when you draw attention to yourself, you are bragging, you are tooting your own horn, you are being egotistical, you're being a showboat. Yeah.
And that's exactly it, actually.
and so we have been taught to avoid that, mm-hmm. right? That's wrong. Listen, the marketplace has changed. It's a clouded, crowded marketplace. We have to do some things that draw attention to ourselves. So how do you get around that, right? How do you not position yourself as that sort of look at me, look at me, look at me guy or gal? You got to deliver good content. So there aren't many rules in social media. There are plenty of people who are going to tell you that there are lots of rules in social media. I'm here to tell you that there aren't many. In segment four, I'm going to go over five or six what I consider to be rules of social media, but the reality is there aren't many rules in social media, except for this one specific rule. You have to deliver value to the audience. You must deliver something that says, here's how you could benefit. Here's how you could benefit. I put up a post on Facebook this morning that said, The average CEO reads 4 to 5 times more books per year than the average reader, and the average CEO makes 500 times more than the average reader. And then instead of just saying that, I gave my 5 or 6 current favorite books. That's a give. That helps the audience. And when we come back, I'm going to finish out with more of my gives and my rules to social media and personal branding. Stick around. Yeah, it's segment 4 of the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero, and we are pushing through scratchy throats and stuffy noses in the studio here. Killer show going on about how do we build personal branding and how does it put more money in our pocket. We had some really good stuff going on. We had 3 fantastic callers, and I promised everybody that I was going to go through my rules of social media. Rule number 1 is there aren't many rules. And if you're being told that there are many rules, you need to bust out those rules and fire that person or get away from that person. Nobody knows how to play this game. There's just a few solid facts that I'm going to lay out for here for you. And I need you to follow these. Number 1, whatever you're putting out there lasts forever. So don't be a jerk. Do something cool. I mean, put some cool stuff out there. Put cool content out. Because it's going to last forever. And you may not be working for this company right now or in the future. So they're going to find what you put out while you were working for the previous company. And you don't want you to be positioned as a jerk. So you just need to remove negativity from that piece of the puzzle. Number 2, on that note, I need you to stay positive. When you're pushing social media stuff out, I need you to stay positive, unless that's how you're building your personal brand. I mean, you may be building your personal brand as a contrarian, as a negative person, as a troublemaker. No problem. That's your personal brand. Then you need to live with that. You need to run with that. But in general, the majority of us need to be a positive influence in the marketplace. And that dovetails to number 3, which is don't bash. You don't need to be bashing people. You don't need to be calling people fat. You don't need to be telling people how ugly they look. And you don't need to be bashing your competition. It just isn't good. The 4th thing, very, very important, and it really falls true with Gary Vaynerchuk. If you don't know who Gary Vaynerchuk is, you need to look him up. He runs a company called VaynerMedia. This guy's probably the number 1, 2, 3 most influential guy on social media, in my opinion. And Vaynerchuk wrote a book called Jab, 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 Right Hook. It's a very important topic. Basically, what it means is give, 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 ask. And so you need to deliver good content to the marketplace on your social media platform. And so you need to be giving something, giving something, giving something. In our world of equipment financing, one of the things we like to do is offer up free downloads of a book that I wrote called 10 Tips Every Independent Trucker Needs to Know Now. It's also in towing, construction, and moving. And we will promote that heavily. And we'll say, hey, truckers, download the book for free. Hey, construction companies, download the book for free. Hey, moving companies, download the book for free. And then we will say, hey, moving companies, do you need equipment financing? Call CFF Nationwide, right? Hey, truckers, do you need financing for your new big rig? Call CFF Nationwide. So it's a jab, 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 right hook. Give, 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 ask. If I was to say that there was one policy or process that actually is a good rule to follow in social media, that would be about the only one. Give more than you ask for. That's a Gary Vaynerchuk thing, and I think it holds true today. It's very, very important. Number 5, you need to be on all platforms. And one of our callers, Jamie, our very first caller, said she doesn't even know where to begin. It just seems too daunting. It seems too difficult. I agree with her. But that doesn't excuse the fact that, you know, you want to lose weight, you got to put the time in at the gym. You want to drop calories, you got to run. You got to do cardio. So if you want a personal brand, you've got to allocate the time to it, and you need to be on all platforms. So what are the primary platforms? It depends what your business is, but in general, Facebook, by the way, Facebook making a major comeback. If anybody thought that Facebook was dead, you're totally wrong. It is making a major comeback. Other major players, obviously YouTube. I couldn't speak more highly about why you need some videos on YouTube. You need videos on YouTube so people can see who you are. Twitter, you know, we do a lot with Twitter, but I don't really think it's a great place to live. I think actually Twitter's kind of dying. The reason Twitter's dying, in my opinion, is it's just too darn difficult to figure out what your feed looks like, because your feed gets so messy in Twitter, right? So many tweets are being posted out there that you can put up a really great tweet, and within 5 minutes, it's pretty much lost. Instagram, good place, especially for a younger audience. Snapchat, fantastic place, huge resurgence. Gary Vaynerchuk is making a massive push for Snapchat. Over the next couple, 2-3 years, he thinks it's going to be a massive platform. We're just getting our feet wet with Snapchat. You need to understand the video platforms. Again, YouTube that I just mentioned, but you also need to understand Vimeo and where else can you put videos and where can they live, because video is very, very important. People like to watch videos, and that's becoming more important. And then you need to understand these live streaming mindsets, these periscopes, these meerkats, these blabs that are on the scene right now, which basically turns your smartphone into a live streaming video camera. So if there's a fire, you can stream it live to your Twitter followers. If there's a concert that you're at, you can show all of your buddies how cool it is for you to be at the concert. Okay. If you're with a client meeting or you're doing a speech, guess what? You can Periscope that bad boy. If the other side agrees to it, you can Periscope that bad boy and grab attention for yourself. Of course, Facebook is now doing Facebook Live and live streaming. All that stuff is super cool. So here's how it plays out, gang. Personal branding matters. You are an individual. You are a brand. Whether you are the face of the company, like I'm becoming for my finance company, or you work for someone else, or you work for yourself, your personal brand matters. And so it's time for you to get comfortable with it. I'm always so disappointed. You know, we're hiring for a new marketing manager here in our office. And most recently, we had some people in just yesterday, pretty far along in the interview process. And when I go to their social media process, one of them has 15 followers on their Twitter account, and they haven't tweeted since January of 2015. Well, how could you be our marketing manager? We've tweeted 25 times today. So how can you be my marketing manager, right? Understand that personal branding matters, guys. I hope you enjoyed this show. I am Matt Monero. I come to you every Thursday with this show called I Need More Money, because we all need more money. And one of the best ways to get more money is through increasing our personal brand. There is value in your personal brand, because there is value in you as a person. Till the next time we talk, follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. And I appreciate your time. See you soon.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.